Welcome back to Sports Day. Adam Papalia, Paul Hayes will be with you. And Hayes, we are into Waffle Grand Final week. Select Carcraft, car-craft.com.au. And South Fremantle are into another Grand Final. It was such an intriguing game yesterday against Claremont. They held them for so long before Claremont were able to start to get back into it. But the Bulldogs into another Grand Final. And one of their stars is Nick Suvin, and he joins us on the line now. Nick, congratulations into another Grand Final.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Great to have a chat to you. Firstly, talk us through it yesterday. You held Claremont goalless for three quarters. They made a bit of a dash of it in the last term, but it was quite a strange game. You guys controlled it really well for the majority.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty much in control for sort of most of the game. I thought our pressure around the ball and our defensive sort of setups were really, really improved on the week before. And yeah, I thought we were in control for most of the game, and yeah, sort of going into the last quarter, we knew they were going to probably try some things and get a little bit of momentum at some point. And yeah, we're just lucky enough to hold on in the end. And yeah, I thought the work we did prior to that was yeah, it was really good. And yeah, happy to get the win and get another crack at a grand final.
Well done, Soups. Now, you had some key players out. Maine, Slenzog, Wilson, Donaldson didn't play. Was that a tactic by Todd Curley to go in and try and make it like that a low scoring affair, or just panned out that way?
No, not really, Hayes. I think everyone sort of, you know, when I hear the media talk about the Waffle and South Fremantle, teams sort of think that we try and make it a bit of a dull game. But our game is to try and make it flowing and high scoring. But as you would know, finals footy is sort of, the pressure's up and it sort of becomes a different game. So previous games with Claremont, they're always tight and very contested. So we knew that was probably how it was going to pan out during the week, and it definitely turned out that way.
I don't know it that well, Soobs, in regards to finals footy, but you certainly do, because you're going for number five. Just reflect on that. That's a remarkable performance, and with different clubs, three different clubs.
Yeah, look, my journey's been pretty unique, I suppose. Being originally drafted to Claremont with the system sort of back in the day with the Fremantle and West Coast players, you'd get drafted out to a Waffle team, and I got drafted to the Claremont and was lucky enough to play in a grand final with them in 2012. And then, obviously, the Peel Thunder alignment developed, and was lucky enough to go through a pretty good couple of years with those, with that group, in sort of 15-16, I think it was, or 16-17. Can't remember now. But then, yeah, obviously, last year with South Fremantle to win that grand final as well was really impressive. So, yeah, no, I've been very lucky, mate.
Hey, Soups, you've done both of the alignment models. As you said, you got drafted out to the Claremont Football Club when you came over from the East Coast. The news out today that West Coast Eagles won't have a Waffle side next year. Do you think it's okay if those players were to be farmed out to other Waffle clubs like you were at Claremont, or do you see a lot of benefit for many of them playing together like you do had, or you did have, with the Peel Thunder Football Club?
Yeah, I think, you know, putting your AFL sort of hat on, it definitely helps to have your own sort of aligned team or your own Waffle team, because you can practice, you know, what you do at AFL level, and, you know, the coaches can give you immediate feedback and immediate instructions about how they want you to play and what can kind of get you done at the next level. So I think that's valuable for the AFL players. But with the Waffle sort of hat on as well, it'd definitely be handy to have a couple of guys come back each week that have AFL experience. So, you know, either way, I think both models work and they've worked in the past. But yeah, I think from an AFL sort of standpoint, I think to have their own sides definitely is valuable.
Now, I've got to talk about some of your defenders too from the weekend, mate, because they don't always get spoken about. But Chad Pearson was outstanding. Noah Strom, very good. And this McQuilkin guy, I thought he was outstanding. Yeah. What a young talent coming through.
Yeah, Toby was a young kid that's debuted this year, and yeah, it's really just blossomed as soon as he came into the league side. And there's not a hell of a lot of him. He's very light frame, but yeah, he gives 100% effort all the time and defends really hard. So yeah, Chad and Noah Strom have been doing it for a couple of years now, so they're sort of the generals down there. But you know, definitely got some young guys coming through back there that stood up on the weekend.
What's going to be the key to taking down Suvi?
Oh, good question. Yeah, look, they've beaten us the last two times. But, yeah, I think, you know, in both of those games, we've had sort of lapses for a quarter and a half, but, you know, let them pile on the goals. So I think for us, if we did our contest work right like we did on the weekend, I think we'd be right in the game. But, yeah, they've been the best team all year and we'll have to beat our best to beat them.
What about those injured players, Soobs, that missed out? We know Blake Slenzog is gone, but is there any chance that Dylan Mayne or Blaine Wilson or Brennan Donaldson could appear in the grand final?
Yeah, I think so. I think a few of them were touch and go for this week, the week just gone, sorry, against Claremont. So, yeah, we'll give them every chance to get up. But I think Todd's sort of philosophy is, you know, he'll play whoever's fit. So, yeah, the call will be made pretty early, I reckon. I think we have training Wednesday. So, yeah, if those guys can train and get through and pull up okay, then I'm sure they'll be selected.
How different is the grand final going to feel this week, obviously being at Optus Stadium as opposed to how it was at South Fremantle Oval last year?
Yeah, look, it'll be a bit different. Hopefully, we can get a lot of people to Optus. If it can, we won't sell it out, I suppose, but if we can get sort of 20 or 30,000, that'll definitely be an amazing experience. So, yeah, look, obviously we just want the people to turn out and give it a good spectacle for the players and... Yeah, it'll be a bit different, but, you know, grand finals are always special and doesn't matter where they're played.
The Waffle Night of Nights tomorrow night, the Sandover Medal. How's Nick Subin going to go? But outside of that, who do you think will go well from your team and who do you think will come away as the eventual winner?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be polling too many votes, hey. So I don't get too much of the ball. Never have, probably never will. So I won't be polling too many votes myself, but... Oh, look, I think from our side, it'd be the usual. Hayden Sloyd will definitely poll really well. He's had a great year. I think he got suspended at some point, so he might be ineligible to win it. But, yeah, I think he's just been a standout for our team. And then, you know, from the other sides, obviously Jai Bolton will be up there and Aaron Black, those types will poll really well.
Now, I know you've extended your family a bit this year and that's taken a bit of load and you've had to work through that this year. But, you know, fifth grand final, you're not getting any younger. How are you feeling about going on or could this be the swan song for Nick Subin?
Yeah, look, I've definitely thought about it. Three young kids under the age of four is quite challenging. One's in the car at the moment, he's been quiet, so I'm happy with that. But, yeah, I don't know yet. I'll have to sit down with my wife and we'll have a discussion and see what Todd wants me to do, if he wants me to go on. And, we'll make that decision once this weekend's done and how I pull up and, yeah, we'll go from there.
Well, I'm sure you focus as well and truly on Saturday. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a big afternoon at Optus Stadium and especially finishing off with the Waffle Grand Final between Souths and Subiaco. Nick Subin, all the best with the preparations this week and thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Nick Subin there from South Fremantle, all part of the big build-up here on Sports Day. Waffle Grand Final Week. Select Carcraft, performing at the top for motorbody repair since 1987. Visit car-craft.com.au.